It finally feels like autumn. The sun is out, the leaves are falling. A sense of normalcy has returned to eastern North Carolina after Hurricane Matthew nearly 2 weeks ago. But there's still a long road of recovery ahead for our area.
And sadly, we even had caskets and pigs and other things floating around. So the pigs were running around, actually. So we want to help people in Tarboro and Kinston.
Many people are still displaced from their homes because of flooding. Businesses inundated with water spent this week cleaning up and assessing damage. On Monday, I traveled to Vanceboro, where the Swift Creek and Neuse River levels were just starting to fall. Many residents along River Road, Streets Ferry Road, and Piney Neck Road were evacuated last week as water levels rose and surrounded their homes. Dana Drake is the owner of Drake Farms near Vanceboro. She had to use a John boat to survey damage to her property.
We're 6 feet in the driveway. Our goat barn, livestock barn, chicken barn, all that stuff, it's head high in there. The house, we liked about 18 inches before it got in the house, so it's just under the house now.
A few days after the hurricane, Drake says they noticed the water level rise on their 27-acre farm on River Road. That's when they moved their livestock to higher ground.
Floyd, we got a lot of water in a little amount of time. This, we had numerous days to prepare, assess, and move in stages however we needed to do.
The floodwaters are gradually receding, but Drake doesn't expect to get into her house until next week.
We're going to have to gut the barn, but as far as the house and the land and all, it's still covered in water. I don't know.
The Drake family has a storefront business on Main Street in Vanceboro. It used to be a hardware store in the 30s and is one of the oldest buildings in town.
We boxed everything up before the flood that was in the store for the merchandise, and now we're putting it back out so we can open tomorrow.
Swift Creek runs behind the building. Fortunately, Drake says water didn't come inside.
The back of the building has got pylons that are cinder blocks, and it was 1.5 from it, from coming in before it started dropping. So.
Wow, it's pretty close.
Yeah, so we, to be safe than sorry, we went on ahead and packed everything up just in case it did come in. But as far as I know, this building's never flooded.
Surprisingly, the 80-year-old structure has stayed dry through some of the most destructive hurricanes in state history, like Floyd, Fran, Donna, Hugo, and Hazel. It was a different story a few hundred yards away. Barricades with road closed signs were set up on the bridge blocking Streets Ferry Road. Water submerged the road and completely surrounded several homes in the distance. A couple blocks away, there's a Red Cross shelter at Vanceboro Farm Life Elementary School. On the other side of Main Street, volunteers with Christian Help Center sorted through piles of clothing, diapers, cleaning supplies, and food donations ready to be handed out to flood victims.
Gently used stuffed animals, toys, games, useful stuff, especially when people start moving back into their homes.
Board of Director member Jeannie Dunn says more than 20 people from the community dropped off donations Monday morning.
A lot of people lost everything and have to start completely over.
The nonprofit Christian Help Center is a Red Cross partner. Acting Director Terry Jameson says they'll be busy for the next several months helping people in Vanceboro recover from the flood damage.
It takes a long time to get things back right, and especially, you know, parts of the community have been wiped out. So our goal is to go out and to, you know, help them get back to somewhat of a normal life as well as it could be.
Recovery is beginning in Kinston. On Tuesday, at Lenoir County Emergency Services Building on Rhodes Avenue, I spoke with Director Roger Dale about the widespread flood damage in Kinston along the Neuse River Basin and in the northern part of the county near Continia Creek.
I think right now they've got about 200 and some homes as of this morning. I think of those 200 and some, 80 of them had major damage. The rest of them were probably mild damage. Again, until the waters go down and we can get in there, we won't have an exact number.
In the Neuse River floodplain, he says there are over 800 homes and about 170 businesses that had the potential to be impacted by flooding. More than 200 rescues were performed Saturday night as floodwaters rose above levels measured during Hurricane Floyd. Unfortunately, there were 4 fatalities in Lenoir County, making it the county with the most storm deaths in the state.
But I'll be honest with you, when we look at the amount of water we had come through here and the amount of rescues that was done, I'm really surprised it's not more than that.
Evacuations played a part in saving lives, as well as mitigation efforts after Hurricane Floyd. The city of Kinston and Lenoir County bought out over 800 homes in flood-prone areas. Moving forward into the recovery phase, Dale says the true devastation from flooding will be realized.
If you go to the shelter and see some of the people in the shelter, it's really a sad thing. I mean, it really is. You know, we've got people there that we brought out Saturday night that don't even have shoes. You know, so it will be a long process. It will be a long process. I would like to tell people that if you had damage from Hurricane Matthew, the first thing you must do is contact FEMA. You've got to register with FEMA.
Dale says Lenoir County, as well as Kinston, LaGrange, Pink Hill, and Grifton, have been declared for individual and public assistance. More than 330 personnel with the National Guard, Army Corps of Engineers, Baptist Men, and other organizations are on hand to assist with cleanup and recovery. Tuesday at noon, Highway 70 through Kinston opened for business owners only. They were allowed to access the road to get to their stores so they could assess flood damages. President and CEO of New Sports Shop, Russell Rhodes, hadn't been back to his store in a week since before the floodwaters rose.
Now, we assumed that we would have water at about 3 feet, 3 to 4 feet. It may have been a foolish assumption on my part because we left some merchandise at just about 4 feet in the store.
Many of the businesses along the usually busy but now desolate stretch of highway have water surrounding them or still inside. Rhodes weaves around orange traffic cones and barrels and pulls into the flooded parking lot of New Sports Shop. Not far away, King's Barbecue and Piggly Wiggly were still inundated with a few inches of water. Rhodes put on waders and made his way toward the entrance. The power is still off inside, so Rhodes goes back to his truck for a flashlight. Right inside the entrance, the ice machine turned over, and the water line is visible on the front counter, about 3.5 feet.
Jared, this is my biggest concern. The merchandise we left behind, we estimated it was going to be this high, and it looks like we nailed it. It did not go over. The stuff we left behind is not wet.
That's good news.
Sure. Oh, you just don't know.
Rhodes slogged his way around a maze of empty shelves, shining his flashlight around the store and feeling the racks for any signs of moisture.
What is that?
Those are fishing baits, so not so bad. We thought it wouldn't get to that shelf, but it got over that shelf. So that's what, 3 feet, 3.5 feet?
Yeah.
The more we walked through the building, the extensiveness of damages became apparent.
What's that? Oh, that's the flooring for that display. Oh, man.
The carpet had come up and was floating under our feet. A line of display cases in the firearm section had overturned. Rhodes says they'll have to replace all the wall sections that got wet.
The company that's coming is putting two truck-based dryers in here, and they've taken a calculation of the cubic square feet in this building, and they say those dryers can dry this building to the right humidity level in 3 days. And we will, and while they're doing that, they also have crews that will clean and dry the floors. They'll clean what they can and they'll pull out what we can't. And then we have the our crews will be working on these display racks, getting them clean.
New Sports Shop opened in 1953, so it's been through many hurricanes, including Floyd. But Rhodes said he's never had this much damage to his business.
This floor, this carpet's destroyed. We're going to have to replace all the carpet in the store. And we have racks that are destroyed. This is more devastation than I anticipated seeing when I came in.
He estimates the damages could be more than $1 million.
Last time we didn't have insurance. This time we have insurance, and it'll help, but it won't cover it. We have the maximum flood coverage you can have, and it won't cover it. It won't cover it all.
Rhodes is grateful that it wasn't worse. He credits his staff for helping clear out the merchandise ahead of the flooding.
Our amazing staff took all the clothes into 18-wheel trucks and moved it out of the store. So the fact that our damage isn't greater is because they work so tirelessly for those 16 hours.
Even through the devastation caused by flooding, Rhodes says he's been amazed to watch the community come together and support each other through this difficult time.
I've seen people who normally wouldn't talk to each other, work side by side, filling sandbags. I saw people
carrying sandbags that didn't know the business that they were putting the sandbag in front of their door to save those businesses for people who couldn't get here. It is moving to see the love this community showed each other.
Rhodes hopes to have new sports shop open again as early as next week. I'm Jared Brumbaugh.